what kinds of successful educational uses of mobile technologies have you observed?
The ones that most interest me are things that are location-based data collection. And again, this is just really getting off the ground. So we've seen this in our experiments with App Inventor, where students can go and collect scientific data. There's a nice program that some students wrote for use in Haiti on distributed collection of rainfall data, distributed collection of things in market prices. These are just two examples of things that have gone on. There's a project to do some work in epidemiology, actually a lot of data collection going on. So to me, that's the most interesting one. Now, those end up being on the scientific measurement part. So there are a bunch of applications where you say, where are my friends and what are they doing? One of the first ones. Where are the good parties? That's when all the undergraduates want to write. The story is it's Friday night and you're wandering around and you want to know where the parties are and are they close to you and who's there and can you actually look at the pictures that people are snapping with their mobile phones right then at the party so you can see if it's good. So there's a lot of potential for doing sort of cool individual apps like that. Structurally, I think the most interesting ones in terms of getting serious projects for undergraduates have to do with medical stuff for the developing world. So just the fact that in the back country in Nicaragua, for example, you can start doing observations and samples and getting immediate feedback from places in more local clinics. And there are a number of really tremendous projects that are happening that are all focused on how do you use the mobile phone partly as a laboratory device. Actually, one of the most interesting ones, there's work that's been doing at Berkeley Lawrence Labs and also at the MIT Media Lab where you just put a little lens on the phone. So when microscopes were first made, the very first microscopes were made by people holding a lens up to their eye. And then they sort of found out, well, you sort of make this tube, and that's how a microscope did. But, you can now take the lens and hold it up to your eye, where your eye is the lens on the camera on your phone. And for very, very cheap, you can now have a mobile, high-powered, high-quality microscope.
And you can
examine a blood sample. Once you take that, you can write some pretty simple image recognition stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can, for example, make a test for sickle cell anemia that's very cheap, or a test for various kinds of tuberculosis. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface of this. A lot of us still think about the phone, sort of it's a phone and it does location and it can draw a map and stuff. But in fact, with a little bit of extension, you can actually have sophisticated mobile scientific instruments. And we've just barely begun to plumb that.